There's a cold war today between the United States and Ghana. There's no geostrategic significance to this confrontation. It's all about soccer, football. The U.S. faces Ghana in their opening match at the World Cup in Brazil today, and Ghana has the U.S.'s number in the record books. Going back to 1983, Ghana has beaten the U.S. team 5-0, 1-0. It was 2-1 in 2006, and the heartbreaking 2-1 result that put Ghana into the quarterfinals and knocked the U.S. out of the tournament in 2010. Joining me now is Robert Asare Okoto, a New Yorker and lifelong soccer fan who proudly moved from Ghana to New York City 7 years ago. And if you think his change of country or passport has changed his football allegiance when the U.S. meets Ghana today, well, you would be wrong. Welcome, Robert.
First of all, I'll say thank you for having me.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, and,
get the polite stuff out of the way. That's right.
Ghana is going to destroy U.S. today.
Really?
Yeah.
Because?
Because of our style of playing. When we play soccer or football that we know, it's 4-4-2. We're going to destroy U.S. U.S. has never scored Ghana. They never beat us.
All right. So basically, you're going to be reliving this moment at the end of today.
Asamoah Gyan on the far side. Chirundolo gets the ball. And look at the watch. And it's a glorious night for Ghana. Africa have a team in the quarterfinals of this World Cup.
Yep.
Asamoah Gyan is the hero of the hour. The Black Stars have done it. They've knocked out the United States of America.
Yep.
And Ghana break new ground on the world footballing
stage. It's going to happen again.
I wish everyone could see your face right now.
It's going to happen again. Yeah. It's going to happen again. The Ghana Black Star, they're going to do it again.
All right. Now, you came here 7 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah. And your passport is?
Yeah, I'm married to an American. I'm a citizen now.
So doesn't that pull your heartstrings a little bit, maybe?
No, not at all.
Come on, a little bit.
Not at all.
We hear these stories all the time about, oh, I wanted to come to America. I really wanted to come. It was my dream my whole life. I get here, and now you root for Ghana.
You see, this is where it gets confused with people. So I'm here, so now. No. I was born and raised in Ghana.
Right.
No matter what, I'll be a Ghanaian. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, I'll be a Ghanaian. But at the same time, my kids are American. My wife is American. You know, my house, when we're watching this football, it's amazing.
Well, I knew I had no chance in hell of getting you to, root against Ghana. I knew that, but I gave it my best shot.
Oh. If U.S. is playing, I'm always going for U.S. But U.S. against Ghana, I'm going for Ghana.
So if the U.S. can get past Ghana,
mm-hmm.
you're with us the rest of the way.
No, U.S. is not passing Ghana. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I tried one more time. Robert Asare Okoto, where are you going to be watching?
I haven't made a decision yet. Because sometimes when you go to the bars and you watch, there's too much noise. I want to hear what the commentators are saying about a game. You know, so sometimes too much noise. Sometimes, you know, watching at home, you can really, you know, hear and you can talk, you know. You know, so I haven't made a decision yet. This match is very, very important to me. So I have to, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck and may the best team win.
Thank you. Ghana, by the way, Ghana's going to give U.S. 3-0.
3-0?
3-0.
You heard it right there from
and
Robert Asare Okoto.
After the goal, just look at the dancing. It's called Azonto. The name of the dancing, when they score, it's called Azonto. Yes, just look at it.
Right,
3-0.
We're going to get you in here if there's no Azonto dance.
Oh, there will be Azonto dance. The difference is going to be Azonto dance.